Are you seeking a faster and more affordable virtual staging solution? Are you shooting listings without furniture or that are terribly furnished? How do you remove clutter or existing furniture and then easily virtually stage the space? Stay tuned.
This episode of WGAN-TV is sponsored by Virtual Staging AI. Virtually stage a bedroom, living room, dining room, or kitchen in just 10 seconds for 95 cents using a Virtual Staging AI annual standard plan. VSI standard plan includes 20 photos per month. Unlimited revisions. Decluttering included. For details, go to wgan.info/VSI.
Hi all, I'm Dan Smigrod, founder of the We Get Around Network Forum. Today is Thursday, March 21st, 2024. You're watching WGAN-TV Live at 5, a podcast for digital twin creators shaping the future of real estate today. We have an awesome show for you. Introduction to virtual staging of real estate photos powered by virtual staging AI. Our subject matter expert is virtual staging AI co-founder and CEO, Michael Bonaccino. Michael, thanks for being on the show.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Before we jump into a demo, please tell us about virtual staging AI.
Sure. Virtual staging AI, we're a startup from the Harvard Innovation Lab. We started a year ago, and we offer an innovative AI staging solution where realtors or real estate photographers can upload their images and get them virtually staged within 30 seconds for a fraction of the cost of traditional virtual staging.
And in terms of, you've just been in business for a year, how many clients, how many renderings or virtual staged images?
We have 6,000 subscribers by now, mostly realtors and about 15% real estate photographers, and they generate 500,000 renders per month.
I've noticed in TechCrunch and some other publications, you've been talking about your revenue. So how are you doing in that regard?
Yeah, we're at 1.7 million in ARR by now.
So,
so back in January, we're at 1 million in ARR, and we hope to be at 2 in early April.
So congratulations. You are actually, you may be a startup, but I would say an emerging technology company growing at a rather fast pace.
Yeah, I hope so.
It's so hard to ask you questions without actually seeing a demo. So why don't you show and tell us about virtual staging AI as through a demo?
Yeah, for sure. I'd love to do that. Let me share my screen real quick.
So while Michael's getting set up, he's going to wgan.info/VSI. That is our affiliate link for virtual staging AI. Okay, so we're on your landing page.
Yes, exactly. So whoever comes to our landing page can try out our service for free without like signing up or entering their credit card details. So I think it's easiest to just do that right now to sort of get started. So you just click on this box to upload an image, and then you can select any image of a room you have, be it empty, be it with existing furniture, and we also offer example images. And then there's only really two buttons that need to be clicked. The first one is the room type, and we offer several different room types. And this is, for example, a living room, and we offer several different furniture styles. And in the free version, you can use the standard furniture style. And all you need to do then to stage the photo is just to click on process photo, and that's pretty much it. What happens now is in the background is that the AI is analyzing the input room to understand where's the floor, where's the ceiling, where are walls, windows, doors, things like that. And then based on that, positions the furniture according to room type, like in this case, living room, meaning that it will probably add a sofa and a TV and maybe a coffee table. And then it renders that those furniture items based on the style preference, meaning like modern style, farmhouse style, whatnot. And it also pays attention to the colors of the input room to make sure that the furniture matches well with the color of the walls, for example. And what's cool about it is also that you get several different variations, and that's free of charge. So For example, in this case, there could be variations where the TV is on the left, like in this image, but maybe some of the other variations have the TV on the right and the sofa on the left or changes like that. So that was, I don't know, maybe 40 seconds or something. And that is the first render. And we can click on it to get a higher resolution version of it. And so we can see there's a rug in the middle and then a TV and a small shelf and a coffee table and sofa. And then we have another version with the TV on the left side as well. And here we have a version with a TV on the right. So you can see that you get different results. And if you play around with the furniture styles or with the room types, you can also sort of show the potential of a property by staging it in different options. And we also
on that
have
particular picture, if I could just go back for a second, if you scroll up, I notice also that it added curtains. And as a photographer, I can notice that, there's shadows related to the lighting. So if we look at your lamp on that left side, there's a shadow cast. If you look at the TV set on the right side, you can see there's a shadow. So that is really, like, in terms of making it super realistic, amazing.
Yeah, for sure. That is something we paid a lot of attention to make sure that all the shadows are realistic, and also that things like, for example, the here it matches with the TV, so that sort of you have the accurate reflections to sort of make it look as realistic as possible.
And before you go on this, just on this screen here, so if you go to wgan.info/VSI, you can take any picture that you have and upload it and see the same thing that you just saw with your picture, with a viewer's pictures, correct?
Yes, exactly. You can try it out right now and get results as we're speaking.
And then I see on the left, there's a button that says create more. So you could continue to generate some more examples in this test mode. And obviously there's a watermark that says virtual staging AI. If you're a paid customer, it's not going to have that watermark. It's not going to be watermarked at all.
Yeah, exactly.
As a paid customer. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, you can try it out for free, see the actual results, and only if you like it, you would need to subscribe to one of the paid options to get the picture without the watermark and in a higher resolution version.
Thank you. So, Michael, I had interrupted. You were about to go down to show us some other things.
Yeah, exactly. We have a bunch of example images on the website. And I guess one cool feature that we also have, besides the adding furniture to empty rooms, is removing furniture. Removing existing furniture, and then you get the empty room, which you can also stage again. So here we removed it. And let's see if we have another example images. Here we removed this bed, and then let's go back here, and then we added a new bed in there. So that's possible as well. And that even works in very messy rooms, like, for example, in this room here, where there's a lot of like clutter in the room, but that doesn't sort of bother our software. We can still remove that. And yeah, we also have a couple of before and after images in, like, for example, here for the furniture removal feature, that you can see that actually looks like quite realistic and doesn't really, for example, if you look at the wall on the right side or on the ceiling or the wall on the back, it doesn't change the wall in any way. It only removes the furniture. Or here it only adds furniture without changing anything else. So it got quite realistic over the past couple of months. Yeah, I guess this is one example of the restaging. Yeah, and that's pretty much it. I guess here we have the example images of what it would look like as a bedroom, and we get different variations as well to sort of show the potential. Now, if we would have a paid version, we could go ahead and also try out different either furniture styles, like we could say Scandinavian, which is more lighter colors, or industrial, more darker colors, or luxury, which is more like golden elements, or try out one of the additional room types, like, for example, dining room. Yeah, I guess that's the short overview, but happy to go into pricing or what it looks like on the inside as well.
Okay, awesome. So in terms of room types, what kinds of rooms can you presently virtually stage? We saw a list go by pretty fast, but
So we have the most popular room types with us right now are the most popular one is the living room, and the second most popular one is a bedroom. And then we also offer dining rooms, kitchens, home office, and bathrooms.
And in terms of the furniture styles, we saw a list that went by pretty fast, but I think I counted eight.
Let me count. One, two, three. Yeah, I think that's eight. Yeah, exactly. So the most popular one is the standard style, where the AI chooses the furniture style based on the attributes that it detects in the images and what it sort of learned would match that furniture, that apartment well. But we also offer users the option to manual select it. Like, for example, they could say, hey, I know for sure that the target audience for this property would prefer a farmhouse style or would prefer an industrial style or something more modern. So we offer that option to choose those as well.
And is there any best practice for the kind of living room, for example, that works best? Is it shooting it into the corner? Is it showing three walls?
Yeah, usually it works best. The more sort of area of the room is covered in the image, the better the AI is able to understand how to place furniture. Like, for example, if there's a door in a wall that is barely not visible, then the AI obviously can't know it and might place a sofa in front of it, which you wouldn't do as a human stager if you know that there's a door right next to it. So if you include those features in the images, then the AI sees them, is able to understand them and sort of factor them in when actually staging the property.
Mm-hmm. So AI seems to be the buzzword of the year, if not the decade. Is there any reason to say, oh, well, I subscribe to DALL-E, Midjourney? Is there any reason not to use these other AI platforms for virtual staging?
I mean, if they would work, I would definitely do that as well. But the problem sort of is that they aren't trained on doing virtual staging. So if you, and you can try it out right now, upload an image there and tell it to add living room furniture, then you'll quickly notice that it will completely alter the room and turn windows into walls and things like that. And it doesn't sort of meet the needs of real estate, which is like preserving the input room and just adding furniture to sort of not have an issue with misrepresenting the property.
Are the images generated MLS compliant?
Our images, yes, meaning that MLSs have rules on different MLSs have different rule on what rules on what's allowed for virtual staging. But there's typical rules like include, for example, you aren't allowed to change what's outside the window. So back in the days, some virtual stagers used to show pictures of the beach outside of like coastal houses to sort of give the impression that the house was located directly at the beach, which is obviously when a buyer actually comes in and sees the property and doesn't see the beach, they're very disappointed. And so that's one of the things that MLS don't allow. And that's something our AI doesn't do, but something that could happen if you use a tool like DALL-E or Midjourney.
So if I understand correctly, virtual staging AI is not changing anything about the physical structure of the space, what you see out the window. It's all about cosmetic changes.
Exactly, yes.
Okay. For real estate photographers or real estate agents that are presently outsourcing virtual staging, why should they try virtual staging AI?
I mean, there's no downside to trying it out. They could go on the website through your link right now and just try it out, and they get results instantly within like 30, 40 seconds. And the advantage is that when they're using it in their sort of day-to-day life is that they get the results a lot quicker, because right now they're most likely using designers overseas to do it, either working with the designers through some freelance platform or using one of the larger companies like Boxbrown or PadStyler. And now with our software, they get the results almost instantly and at a fraction of the cost of traditional virtual staging.
So what is, so for agencies that offer virtual staging, what is the typical turnaround time?
It's usually between a day and 2 days.
And I think through your demo, you showed it's literally within seconds. So is that the comparison? If you are presently doing virtual staging, the first thing to consider is you can get it virtually instantly versus a day or two waiting for the delivery.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much the comparison. Yeah.
We haven't talked about cost, and we'll get there. But what's the average person who's presently virtually staging a space paying someone overseas typically to stage a living room, for example?
Yeah, it's usually somewhere between $20 and $50 a picture. Depends a bit on the quality and what kind of deal you made with the designer you're using.
So let's just assume it's $24. Without really doing a deep dive yet into pricing, about how much is it for virtual staging AI?
Yeah, it's typically less than $1, so like 50 to 100 times cheaper.
Could you repeat that? Because I'm a little bit in disbelief in terms of the cost differential between virtual staging AI and existing virtual staging
Yeah.
services.
Sure. I said it's typically less than $1 on average, like 40, 50 cents, which is like 50 to 100 times cheaper than what you're paying with manual virtual staging agencies.
So a second reason to look at to take virtual staging AI for a spin is the cost differential is frankly extraordinary, isn't it? Yeah. How do you describe in terms of the quality of the virtual staged space by virtual staging AI versus another traditional platform, perhaps using overseas labor for staging a space?
Yeah, I mean, quality really depends. Initially, when we started virtual staging AI, the quality was definitely an issue. We obviously have a very skilled team of engineers that kept working on it over the past year. So it got a lot better. And I would say that it's better than some of the virtually staging designers overseas. Also, with the designers overseas, it depends on who you're getting. If you're getting someone inexperienced or using cheap software, then the results might not look very, very realistic, and you might have issues with the shadows, for example. And then there are high-quality virtual staging designers that are based in the US that charge up to $100 a picture, and they might get you super realistic pictures that almost look like photos. But what we get as feedback from our photographers is that, hey, your virtual staging is typically good enough for sort of the use case of selling an average property on Zillow, but it's like 100 times faster and cheaper. So they prefer going with the AI solution.
So, is there any time that you could make a case where it made sense to outsource to an agency versus virtual staging AI? I guess what I'm asking is, does a real estate photographer or real estate agent that is presently using a service to virtually stage living rooms, bedrooms, et cetera, is it do one or the other, or is there a hybrid blend? Because there's certain times where it makes sense to use a agency versus virtual staging AI.
Yeah, for sure. I think in the past, a lot of agents used this approach of using virtual staging AI for trying it for all their images, and where it didn't work, they relied on the designers that they used previously. What we see now is that more and more agents just use our solution and don't use their designer overseas anymore. But obviously, if you sell a high-end property, or if you have very specific requirements that the seller says, hey, I want this specific item in there, then it might make sense to go with a manual designer.
So the question is really, is good enough good enough? And good enough may be good enough for 80, 90, 95% of the use cases, and you could still keep your other company for when you have perhaps a client that has very specific solutions they're looking for. Because I mean, your dashboard that you showed us in virtual staging AI is super simple. There, I think there was like only three decisions: upload a photo, pick what room type, pick what kind of furniture, and boom, that's it. There's no other decisions to make. So I suppose that's a good and bad thing. Do you have thoughts on that?
Yeah, exactly. I guess the feedback we got from clients is mostly that they typically don't care about what specific furniture items get added. Sometimes clients have preference in terms of like color, but they can usually choose that through the furniture style. But as long as the overall result looks appealing, the pictures sort of serve their purpose of making the property look more attractive online and therefore attracting more buyers. And that's pretty much what 98% of agents actually care about.
So I think what I'm hearing is there's three no-brainer reasons to switch to virtual staging AI, if not for 100%, but for 80, 90% of virtual staging for those that are presently using other agencies to create. So first was the turnaround time, going from a day to 2 days to seconds, minutes. Two was the 50 to 100 times less expensive. Three, it's either as good as or good enough that most people wouldn't even know whether it was done by AI or done by an agency. Is there a Turing test here, someplace in here to say, did AI do it or did the agency do it? So that's pretty exciting. If you're a real estate agent that's not presently offering virtual staging, why should you?
There's two main reasons for traditional staging as well as virtual staging, which is at the end of the day, just giving buyers the sort of helping them envision what the place would look like furnished and what it could look like if they actually owned the place, instead of just having this like blank canvas of like empty rooms that might even sort of highlight the not so appealing sides of a property, and sort of furniture can sort of add to the overall sort of appearance of the property. Those two reasons are, on one hand side, it leads to a faster sale and to usually a higher sales price. And there are lots of statistics on that, both for traditional staging as well, where like you bring in actual furniture, as well as for virtual staging. And depending on who does the statistic, I'm not sure if we can, the National Association of Realtors, for example, they did statistics and would show that the sales price is up to 25% higher and the time on market is like 83% less. And there's even statistics by like staging or virtual staging companies that claim that these types of methods have an even higher impact. Obviously, at some point, you need to question if you can still trust them. But I think one statistic by the National Association of Realtors, for example, showed that 96% of buyers agents believe that staging has a positive impact on the buyers to help them envision themselves living in a property.
Do you think for real estate agents, virtual staging is a digital marketing strategy to help win more and bigger premium listings?
Absolutely, for sure. Because they can prove the potential sellers that they use innovative tools that help promote their properties and help seal the deal faster and for a higher price. And we absolutely see also that effect happening. For example, we recently had an agent that just emailed us unprompted that said, hey, I had to sell two apartments in a building complex, and they were basically exact same apartments for the same price. And I staged one of them, but not the other one. And the one that got staged sold in like 3 days, and the other one sat on the market for over 30 days and didn't sell until he started staging that one as well. So I think there's a real impact here.
So there's a story for real estate agents to tell to potential clients, people that might list their house, their condo for sale with them, is that that this is the way for an agent to differentiate themselves from another agent that hasn't yet discovered the power of virtual staging. So I think what I'm hearing, it's a pitch to the home seller to say, hey, when you list your property with us, we're going to virtually stage some of those rooms that don't have furniture, some of those rooms that have some clutter, and some of those rooms that maybe are sparsely have sparse furniture.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And I think one cool feature through AI is also that it's only really become an option now to stage a room in, like, say, 10 or maybe even 100 different options, which means that you can say, hey, this room could be a bedroom, but it could also be used as a home office. And when you pay $25 a picture, you might only want to do one or two, but now you can stage it as a bedroom with modern furniture, or as a bedroom with farmhouse furniture, or as a home office with, like, luxury furniture, or any of the other combinations. So that really offers the ability to tailor the listing presentation to the different potential buyer groups.
So for clarification, when you're talking about paying $30, that's to some other company, where yes, virtual staging AI for less than a dollar, frankly, when I did the math, I want to say 26 cents, and for unlimited iterations of how to stage it. So you could literally take a spare bedroom and say, let me see it as a home office, let me see it as a bedroom. So really, for pennies, you have an opportunity to present the space in different ways. And not feel like you're laying out for a real estate agent, not feeling like, oh, it's coming out of their pocket. They just have to keep spending money. So I think what I'm hearing is the story that a real estate agent gets to tell a prospective client is studies show that a staged space sells faster for more money. And we will virtually stage every room that's appropriate. And oh, by the way, home buyers are searching for their properties online. So they're going to discover these images and see how beautiful that room could be when there's furniture in it.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. That's the sort of pitch that they can bring to sellers.
So are there other reasons that real estate agents who are not presently offering virtual staging should be doing this? Are there stories that you hear from other clients? I mean, obviously there's 6,000 clients
Yeah, at the end of we hear a lot of stories, and feel free to check our Trustpilot account. There's a lot of stories there where we have, like, testimonials, like, I think every realtor in the world should be using this. But yeah, I think at the end of the day, it always boils down to, hey, it helps attract more buyers for a specific property. It therefore shows that I'm putting an effort when listing a house or a property. And it therefore also helps me convince more sellers to list with me. I think that's always the main story.
If you're a real estate photographer that's not presently offering virtual staging, why should you?
I think now there's really no downside to doing it. And it can help you either improve your value proposition for existing packages, or get clients to upgrade to more expensive and more sort of comprehensive packages by incorporating virtual staging into your packages. And now you can do that at a fraction of the cost of what you would have cost you previously.
Stay tuned for more WGAN TV, sponsored by Virtual Staging AI. Virtually stage a bedroom, living room, dining room, or kitchen in just 10 seconds for 95 cents using a Virtual Staging AI annual standard plan. VSI standard plan includes 20 photos per month, unlimited revisions, decluttering included. For details, go to wgan.info/VSI.
So for clarification for a real estate photographer on pricing strategies, I think I heard at least two. One, you were talking about adding virtual staging to packages. Most real estate photographers have at least or offer three packages. So it, to put it into one or more of their packages.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we see quite often.
Second is as an add-on, I think I heard.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. If you offer it free of charge just to sort of differentiate yourself from other photographers.
Ah, that's interesting. So should virtual, I guess the question is, I mean, it's at some point people used to, do people still do in-home actual physical furniture staging?
They do for luxury properties, but for properties, depending on the market below, like say $1 million, it's usually too expensive. And so people prefer virtual staging.
So it is interesting. You know, you say, oh, we're going to physically stage a space that could easily cost $5,000 or more. And yet how are most people looking at that space? They're looking at it online on a picture. So the virtually staged space that virtual staging AI does is that probably as beautiful as physical staging. So I'm trying to just make that like, wow, we're about to give away something that costs $5,000 or used to cost $5,000 for free. So free is actually one of the pricing strategies that you recommend for photographers to differentiate versus other photographers, because the cost is so low, you can actually afford to do that?
I think it depends on the market of the photographer, to be honest, Dan. For some photographers, if they're in a really competitive market, that might be a good strategy to differentiate themselves. In other markets, they might already offer virtual staging as an add-on service for, say, staging all your pictures for $200 or $300 additionally. And now they can just say, hey, we also offer some sort of new virtual staging, or they might even disclose that it's AI and say, we're going to do it for only $100 for the property.
Mm-hmm. So that kind of leads to a different pricing, because I was thinking, oh, you charge per image, or maybe you charge for five images. And no, it's like, we'll virtually stage the spaces that are appropriate to be virtually staged. And that's a package price. And that's X number of dollars. So that might be essentially the photographer making an assessment to say, oh, okay, there's a lot of clutter in this room. We can't avoid that. We should just virtually stage it. The furniture in this room is pretty sparse, or it's terribly furnished, and we should virtually stage it. Or this space is empty, and we should virtually stage it. So it's interesting, because I would say there's, you know, some photographers, they might charge, you know, 24. Do you want 24 images? Do you want 30 images? Do you want 50 images? And then other photographers, it's kind of like unlimited photos, but you don't really shoot unlimited photos. You shoot the number of images that are appropriate for the property. So it may be a similar strategy that you offer. We will virtually stage the appropriate spaces in the property, and it's a fixed dollar amount, the photographer just says.
Yeah, exactly. And there's not much risk associated with it. If a photo costs you like 40 cents or 20 cents, compared to if it previously cost you $20, then obviously you need to be very careful of how many images you promise to stage. But now you can just offer sort of one big package.
Is there any other pricing strategy that you've run into by photographers?
No, I think those are the three typical ones. Like either offering free to differentiate yourself, charging per picture, or offering it as a package, as an addition to, say, I'll shoot your property, or I shoot the property plus do virtual staging.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of an interesting thing is, you know, a lot of people will base cost on cost plus, and you might say, well, if something costs you $100, you're going to charge $300 because you have your cost of $100, you have the cost of you're running your operation, and then you have a profit. So, you know, if you're virtually staging with a traditional virtually staging existing company and you paid, let's say $24, you might charge $75. If you're a photographer that's using that pricing model. So it's interesting because maybe now you can just substitute and say, instead of that actually costing me $24 as an example, it's costing me a little bit more than 25 cents, but I'm going to keep my pricing as long as I can, or I'm just going to just disrupt the market by completely disrupting the space, among other photographers, by saying I'm giving it away, or it's included in my bundles, or it's just an add-on that I offer for $99, you know, for rooms that are appropriate. I mean, it's crazy, because you can really, it's like a fraction of the cost. It's pennies, literally.
Yeah, it gives a lot of room for like trying out different pricing models, and gives a lot of opportunity here.
Yeah, why don't you, if you don't mind, share your pricing page and walk us through your pricing. I think that would probably be helpful. So again, our WGAN affiliate link is wgan.info/VSI. And then from there, there's a tab at the top. You can take you to the pricing. It's very, very simple website. You have a choice of home, gallery, prices, or to log in. Can you take us through your pricing?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. So there's two different options that we offer. We offer monthly plans that you pay on a month-to-month basis and can cancel anytime. And we offer annual plans with a discount, where you pay for the year upfront, but you get a 40% discount. And we have different packages for different sort of target audiences. We have sort of beginners that just want to try it out because they have one property, or they might only sell a property from time to time. We have the standard plan, which includes 20 photos for $19. So that's less than a photo less than $1 per photo already. And that's what typically what like an individual agent would use. And then like top producer agents usually pick our professional plan, which includes 60 photos for $40. And then photographers really use any of the enterprise plan, which starts at 150 photos for like $69. And then if you need more photos, for example, we have the 500 photos plan for like $199. And that's what the dedicated real estate photographers typically pick, and sort of covers all their needs.
Okay. If you could just stay on this page for a little bit. Unlimited renders. Could you explain what that means?
Sure. There's a number of photos listed here, but that refers to the number of photos that an agent or photographer uploads to our platform, like I just did previously in the demo. Unlimited renders means that you can generate as many different variations as you want to, meaning you can have this one uploaded photo and then stage it in 10 different room types and furniture styles, and that's free of charge. And if you want to do 100, you're free to do that as well.
So upload one picture and go to town, virtually stage it 50 different ways before you make a selection.
Yeah, you can do that.
I did that. If you go to the We Get Around Network forum, WGAN forum.com, to prep for the show, I actually said, I wonder how a home office might look in this bedroom. And I just went crazy and just kept generating images. And then all of a sudden I went, oh, well, here's 10. I'll post 10 out of the 50 to the We Get Around Network forum to say, this was generated in minutes. And here's examples. And I think in that case, I went through all the furniture styles: standard, modern, Scandinavian, industrial, mid-century, luxury, coastal, farmhouse. And then I also did some rooms. So it was super easy to do. Staying on this page for one more second is just to reiterate, there's no watermark when you're a paid customer. So if you go to the demo, wgan.info/VSI, and you do a demo with an image, it's going to come back with a watermark, but that watermark is only to do the demo. Once you're a paid customer, there's no watermark. There's nothing that indicates that the image was done by, there's no virtual staging AI logo in it.
Right, exactly.
Okay, and I noticed on the enterprise plan that it includes API access. I'm gonna take it off of screen share. Could you talk a little bit about API access and what are typical customers of virtual staging AI doing with the API?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So typically it's real estate photography or media companies using our API. And what they can do with the API is integrate the AI staging service into their own platforms. So for example, what some photographers have built is that they have their website where they deliver the photos to their agent. And then instead of them doing the virtual staging for the agent, they let the agent stage the photos within their website without disclosing that they're using virtual staging AI in the backend. And that's what they're typically using the API for.
And other use cases that you think the API, the virtual staging AI, makes a lot of sense, maybe haven't gotten a customer yet, but it would be a sweet spot for you?
I think medium term, something that could be interesting is offering it to consumers directly, meaning they can stage it. Because obviously, if you have an intermediary like the agent or the photographer staging it, they're still staging it based on their sort of assumptions of the actual client. But if this client has this tool directly in their hands, they might do slightly different things. And I think that is something that could make sense.
Would the virtual staging AI be appropriate for brokerages that wanted to offer it to their agents, either on a free or minimal cost basis, to encourage digital marketing, virtual staging of their listings?
Yeah, we do have teams and brokerages and buying an enterprise account and then offering it to their agents to incentivize them to use virtual staging, because everybody benefits from it if properties sell faster and for a higher price.
There are a number of very large photography agencies. Is that the kind of thing that you could imagine a large photography agency using the virtual staging AI API in order to either offer that service to their independent contractor photographers or to automatically offer that service before delivering the images to their clients, the real estate agents?
Yeah, I think so. That could very well make sense. Obviously, the different companies have different policies on who would integrate such software and who would pay for it. And we're working with some of those companies, even though I can't disclose that. But in general, I think that is a strategy where it makes sense.
There are a number of platforms, let's call it, say, 3D, 360 platforms that they're already offering digital twins, floor plans. Would the next logical step for them be to offer virtual staging powered by virtual staging AI? And perhaps you are transparent to that, just like floor plan companies are transparent, but are delivering floor plans to large platforms that are hosting 3D 360 images.
Yeah, for sure. So right now we only support 2D images. We don't support 360 images or virtual tours yet. But that is something we're working on in the backend. And stay tuned for exciting announcements in the near future.
Can I ask how long our audience is supercharged on 3D 360, particularly interested in being able to virtually stage 360 panorama images? Is it fair to say that is in development? It's just a question about when it'll be available.
I think so. From a technical perspective, it absolutely works. It's just about fine-tuning those models to make sure that they cover all the edge cases. And once we're at a point where we feel like we're confident in releasing that and this sort of meets the minimum quality bar that we want to stand for, then we'll release that. I can't give you any estimate in terms of like when that will be, but I'm pretty sure it will be this year, and hopefully rather sooner than later.
Okay, today is Thursday, March 21, 2024. So hopefully by the end of 2024, we'll see virtual staging AI offer not only 2D virtually staged images, but 360 virtually staged images.
Exactly, yes.
Because it's interesting when I was talking about companies that are 3D 360 virtual tour platforms. In my head, I was actually thinking the virtual staging of 2D images. So I'm thankful that you made the leap to 360, because many of these platforms actually automatically export their suggested 2D images, or allow the photographer to upload their professionally shot images to their platform. And it just seems like, oh, you just uploaded all these images to the platform. Would you like these, check the box, which ones you like virtually stage, which style would you like? Just seems like a natural extension.
Yeah, for sure.
So you teased us a little bit about what's coming. Are there other things that are coming in that you can speak about?
I think there's a couple of improvements that we're building right now for the virtual staging product. One thing that a lot of clients are requesting, for example, is a multiple perspectives feature, meaning that right now, if you upload pictures of the same room from different perspectives, and even if you choose the same style and room type, you might get slightly different furniture. And we're working on a feature where you can upload several pictures of the same room to get the same furniture, even from different perspectives. And the other exciting thing we're working on is other 2D image editing products, like, for example, Day to Dusk, or like Image Enhancement, where we make a blue sky and green grass instead of like brown grass and a cloudy sky and things like that. So there's a lot of those types of 2D image edits that we'll probably is in the coming months, actually.
You mentioned outdoor. Are there other features that a virtual staging of outdoor, blue sky, green grass? Is there anything else related to outdoor patio furniture, perhaps?
Oh yeah, that is a room type that we'll add. I just assumed that's like we'll integrate that into the existing virtual staging product. I guess another one for outdoors is the Day to Dusk use case.
Day to Dusk. So presently, room types that can be virtually staged: bedrooms, living rooms, kitchen, bathroom, home office, dining room. I hear that patio furniture is coming. Are there other room types that are coming?
Yeah, one of the more commonly requested room types is also like game room, as well as like kids' living room with like toys and such items.
Okay. And in terms of furniture style, it seems pretty comprehensive already: standard, modern, Scandinavian, industrial, mid-century, luxury, coastal, farmhouse. Are there other types of furniture styles that we might expect?
We don't get a lot of requests for other furniture styles, so we don't have anything planned as of right now.
Yeah,
but
it seems pretty.
We're always free for suggestions, I guess.
Okay, so it seems pretty comprehensive. The only thing that might come to mind for me is international. As soon as you move outside of the United States, that you have other styles of decorating. Are most of the clients today coming from the United States?
Yeah, so most of our client base, like about around 70% of users, are based in the US. And then we have 10% Canada, 5% Australia, and the rest, the remaining 15%, are like international.
So far the furniture style is really satisfying the bulk of the existing clients. What about in terms of if your roadmap for what's coming? Commercial spaces, virtually staging of commercial spaces. Will we see that by virtual staging AI?
We don't have it planned yet, because right now we're very focused on the residential real estate space. But who knows what happens?
Okay. I should point out. I'm sorry. Was there anything else on what's coming that you feel confident to talk about?
No, I think those are the things that will be coming in the coming months. And we obviously have a roadmap of what we're building after that. But I guess that's a discussion for in the future.
That sounds great. We'll have you back when you're ready to talk to us more about some exciting announcements. I should point out, when you talked about pricing, if you could just call up that page one more time, if I could trouble you to do that.
Yeah, for sure.
On your pricing page.
Mm-hmm.
And on the the standard plan for $19 a month, billed on an annual basis, that's $228. So if you are a We Get Around Network standard member, we have a special offer for you. You can receive the free use of Virtual Staging AI standard plan for 12 months if you take the 20 photos a month times 12 months, if I've done my math right, divided by the 228, it actually comes out to 76 cents an image. It's really crazy. So I just wanted to point out, we do have a special offer for We Get Around Network standard members, and you can learn more about that in the We Get Around Network forum, WGANforum.com. Michael, tell us a little bit about the history of how even virtual staging AI came about.
Yeah, for sure. So we're a team from the Harvard Innovation Lab. We have unfortunately, we don't have a real estate background, but I think we learned a lot about the real estate market over the last year. But we have a background in computer science and computer vision from like different universities and research institutions. And we just came across virtual staging when I actually was looking for an apartment in Boston and saw that one of the services offered sort of the images empty as well as virtually staged. And we're like, wow, this is so cool. Why isn't everybody doing this? And that's sort of how we came across virtual staging.
Why isn't everyone doing this? Obviously, everyone is not doing this. How is that possible when it cost pennies to get virtually staged images within seconds?
Well, I guess back then it cost $24 and took 2 days to get it done. But now I think it's just a matter of time before everybody will be doing this. And I guess this show, Dan, hopefully will spread the message that more people should start doing this.
I mean, the words that come to mind to me is no brainer. I mean, you know, is there an expression like you just can't believe that 100% of real estate photographers, 100% of real estate agents, that 100% of home sellers are not demanding this? I mean, it just seems that you've disrupted the space. Virtual staging AI has disrupted the space in this amazing, amazing way by taking the delivery time from a day or two to seconds or minutes, by taking the price from $20 to $60, let's call it $24, to a fraction of that, under a dollar, really under 50 cents, at a 50 to 100 times cheaper than what's traditional in this space. And third, the quality is good enough that probably for 80 or 90% of the jobs that people are presently outsourcing to a virtual stager could be done, arguably could be 100% replacement. Do you have any thoughts on like why it's not 100%? Like, everyone using virtual staging AI like immediately?
The truth is we're improving the AI model quite quickly. And if you even take a look at what the outputs looked like 3 months ago or 6 months ago, they weren't at the level that they are today. And we see quite rapid adoption these past couple of weeks. So I do think that if we would have this conversation in a year or two from now, we would be pretty close to what you just described, simply because it makes sense, because realtors actually like sell properties faster and for a higher price. So it's not just some fancy tool where they can say, hey, we are incorporating AI into our business, so we can say that we're incorporating AI. No, it actually helps their business in a very tangible way to improve their business and sell properties faster.
We visited at Inman Connect in New York in January. You had a chance to talk to lots of real estate agents at Inman Connect, a tech-savvy real estate agent broker audience. What was the reaction when you visited with people about virtual staging AI?
I guess there were some people that knew us already, so that was quite cool to see. And then there were others that didn't know us yet. And for them, it was like cool to see that there's an progress being done in the real estate media space. And I guess they were pretty excited about it and what opportunities it offers to them.
My last question is, if you only had 30 seconds to tell a real estate agent, a real estate photographer, why they should be using virtual staging AI, you're in an elevator going up to the 50th floor, what's your pitch?
Yeah, I guess the pitch would be something along the lines of, hey, you know, virtual staging helps you sell properties faster and for a higher price. We have a new innovative AI solution that does the same thing you're already paying for 100 times faster and cheaper and easier. And you can try it out for free without sign up. Just go on our site and upload a picture and you'll be convinced.
Michael, thanks for being my guest on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Dan.
We've been visiting with virtual staging AI co-founder and CEO, Michael Bonacina. For Michael, I'm Dan Smigrod, founder of the We Get Around Network Forum, and you've been watching WGAN-TV live at 5.
This episode of WGAN-TV was sponsored by Virtual Staging AI. Virtually stage a bedroom, living room, dining room, or kitchen in just 10 seconds for 95 cents using a Virtual Staging AI annual standard plan. VSI standard plan includes 20 photos per month. Unlimited revisions. Decluttering included. For details, go to wgan.info/VSI.